Okay, so let's start with this. J.J. Watt was put on injured reserve this morning. You know, look, can never replace the best player in the NFL. And when someone like that goes down, you know, it's a tough thing, obviously. But at the same time, this is a football team. This is a team made up of some really good veteran leaders, some really good young players. Got a lot of good players. Got a lot of good players in that locker room, and we're looking forward to the challenges that are ahead. JJ, as it relates to him personally, obviously we all feel bad for him. You know, he and I are very close, have developed a great relationship over the last 3 years, and JJ did absolutely everything he could do to get back on the field after surgery this summer. He followed his doctor's orders. He played it smart. He passed every test before being cleared to play. He felt good in the Kansas City game, felt like he was starting to play like himself again. Have no idea when his back injury reoccurred, so, you know, I just have no idea about that, okay? It's flared up to a point where he can't continue to play right now. Going on IR will give JJ all the time that he needs to make sure that he's 100% healthy and back to being himself the next time he steps on the football field. This decision made by the organization is in the best interest of JJ's long-term health, and that's what's most important to us. This organization and this team is obviously the health of the player. There's nothing more important than the health of the player. I'll take a couple questions on it, but really I'm here to talk about Tennessee, so if we're going down the road of asking a bunch of JJ Watt questions, it's going to be a short conference. Okay, so go ahead, John.
Bill, do you think on the short week would have hurt him and made the problem where it got to today because you didn't have much time to get ready?
No, again, John, he was cleared to play. Every player that plays in the game, each game is cleared to play medically if they're coming off of injury. So cleared to play, he played.
Do you expect him to have another surgery?
No idea.
Is it the same disc that he'd already
No idea. Also, Tennessee questions, please.
Bill, in terms of handling this situation with the guys that you have, how do you talk about he's irreplaceable? How do you go about putting somebody in?
I didn't say he was irreplaceable, so don't misquote me. Right. I said that we are a team, and we have a number of good players in all three phases of the game. So that's what we're going to do. We also have a good, strong coaching staff that understands the game of football, and everybody's going to have to do their job, just like they have to do every single week in this league.
With Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Merciless, how much do you expect those guys to be able to shoulder up?
Good players, very good players, working hard to play well against Tennessee.
What about getting Cushing back?
Good, yeah, it's really good to get him back. John, he looked good today, moving around. Looks like he's ramping it up to be able to play in the game.
And what do you expect out of Antonio Smith?
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics of you know, basically what we're looking at with him. I will tell you that just being around him for a little bit when I first got here and now being around him for a day or so, you know, over the past 24 hours, what a good guy. Good team guy. He's got juice left, and we're excited to have him on our team.
You're always talking about physical conditioning. Has he been – what kind of shape is he in physically?
Yeah, well, obviously he hasn't played football in a while, John, no question about it. So we're going to work hard to work with him to help him get back into football conditioning. But that'll be, you know, that'll be a big part of, you know, how much he plays and things like that.
What do you see from these young quarterbacks as they develop, and a lot of the young ones in the division, including guys that are essentially in their rookie year of experience,
right?
Brock at 10 starts.
Say that again, Aaron. I can't hear the beginning of the question.
Having the limited amount, just these rookies, what you see from them, these younger quarterbacks like Mariota.
In the South, yeah. No, I think these guys are really talented guys. You know, starting with obviously Marcus, who we play this week. You know, we interviewed him coming on, you know, when he was getting ready for the draft. A really bright kid. You can tell football is very important to him. He has leadership qualities, very talented passer. Obviously, when he's outside the pocket, very dangerous player. So he's a guy that is a big challenge for us on Sunday.
Speaking of challenge, when you lose a guy like JJ, how do you get the guys to make sure they're focused on the task at hand?
It's a National Football League, 16 one-game seasons. This is week 4. Injuries occur. Everybody's got to chip in. Next guy has to step up. Coaches got to do their job. Players have to do their job. Everybody's paid to do their job in this league.
Bill, you've got a mix of players and some flexibility with a guy like Jadavian, for example. Is it possible to cobble together a combination player who it may not be JJ, but at least two guys, three guys can approximate and bring to the table what he brought as, by himself?
Yeah, it's possible to, as you say, I don't know if I'll use the word cobble in front of my team, because that just rhymes with hobble, and that's not really where we want to go. But, I think you can cobble some things together and have a good game plan. Again, very challenging opponent in Tennessee. They run the ball really well. We just talked about Marcus, excellent player. Obviously, receivers there. Obviously, we're very familiar with Andre. The rookie Sharp's an excellent player. Delanie Walker, the two backs. DeMarco Murray's playing really well. Henry, the young back, is a very good player. So it's a big challenge, and we'll practice hard each day this week and get ready for the game on Sunday.
Bill, what does it mean to the defense to have Cushing back?
I think it's it's probably better to ask those guys that, but I know just from my experience here, Brian Cushing, I've often described to you guys what a leader he is on our team and how important he is to our football team. His intensity, his ability to go out to practice every single day and practice hard, his ability to overcome adversity in his career, just a great guy. Having coached for a while and having been around some really top players, he's right up there. He's a great guy to coach.
Is the expectation Cushing will be out there Sunday? Is he working towards that?
The expectation is that he's going to practice tomorrow, and we're going to see where that is, and then he'll practice Friday. We'll see where that is.
With Brock, what do you see things with a little extra time that you know he needs to do better that he hasn't done well in the first three games?
Well, first of all, I think I said this the other day. I think the guy's playing pretty well. I know he's had some interceptions, and obviously that's not good, and we have to stop doing that. But when you watch the tape, based on what we've asked him to do, it's been pretty decent. There's always things with every player that they need to work on to improve, and so we talk about that every day. We're around these guys all the time, and they really work hard to improve on the things that we ask them to improve on.
How about Dwayne Brown? How's he progressing?
Yeah, he did a little bit today. He's ramping up towards possibly playing in this game, and if not, I would assume he'll be ready for Minnesota.
Bill, you said earlier, obviously, you take the player's best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Cushing was supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks. I think this is only 3 weeks. You're not forcing it back because JJ's out, right?
No, Dale. I'm a coach. I go by what the doctors tell me.
Obviously.
The doctors clear a player to play, then we play him. So I'm not. I don't force anybody to do anything.
I didn't mean you. I meant the organization.
No.
Were you surprised to see him today, or surprised that he got clearance for this week, or no?
No. I go by what the doctors tell me, and when the doctors tell me a guy's ready to practice, then he goes out there and practice.
Coach, how is Antonio Smith's conditioning level right now?
We just asked that question before. He just asked that question, and I said, obviously, it's not. That's like an easy question to answer because he hasn't played football in a long time. So it's not great, and we're going to work at it. And he's going to work at it, and we're going to get him ready to play.